How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was thinking about it, and you were talking about how you wanted like a drunk episode, right?
Okay, yeah.
Are you drunk right now?
No.
Okay, so this is not the drunk episode.
No.
Okay.
Wait, I'm are not... you drunk?
No, but I was going to if you needed a friend.
No drunk. I am drinking, but not like, I literally just started.
Yeah, me too. I made a, you know, it was like so sunny today, and like before it was so cold for like ever, and then there was like a couple sunny days, but today was just like really nice, and I'm like, I'm going to get a smoothie. I'm going to make a smoothie with alcohol, and that is what is in the Bombtastic podcast cup or mug right now.
Nice.
What are you drinking?
I made a michelada.
Yum.
But I have no tajin and no chamoy, so it's like basic.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's boring.
So it's like a Caesar.
Yeah, it's not even that good.
Or what's that other that drink? Oh, Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been wanting to open this table topic game, but I thought it'd be best to save it and not look at the questions. That way we can like both answer. Yeah.
Okay.
So I have a knife here. I just started drinking and I have a knife in my hand.
Be careful.
I know. while I'm, can you hear it?
Yes.
I'm opening it up. While I'm opening it up, there was a question from someone. He wanted to know who's the best Johnny that you know.
Johnny? Like,
yeah.
Like someone that I actually know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know any Johnny?
No, I know one. Like, I don't know him, but I kind of know him from Instagram.
I think it's the same one that I kind of know, too.
Yeah. The one that was, we had the, what's it called? The giveaway, when you were doing the giveaway.
Yeah, you guys were competing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess Johnny Castillo is our favorite Johnny that we know.
Sure. I guess. I'm just kidding.
Wow, this is a fancy, like, tabletop card game. It has, like, a lid, like, a lid. But, yeah. Okay. Well, Johnny, shout out to Johnny Castillo. He is our favorite Johnny that we know. I do kind of know one other Johnny, but yeah, Johnny Castillo is my favorite. And then another question from Roland. If you could fight one celebrity, who would it be?
Fight one celebrity?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Fight. It'd probably have to be someone like really skinny that I'm pretty sure doesn't know how to fight.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. I've actually never been in a fight before, so.
I've never been in a fight, but I've, like, people have, like, yelled in my face.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I did anything, it would start a fight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I, like, knew not to do anything.
Well, I mean, we grew up with brothers, so I'm pretty sure we'll know how to defend ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, actually, because there is a few stories, or actually a few episodes that I could talk about all the things that I've been through, but I don't want to. How many brothers do you have?
I have two brothers and a sister.
Are you in the middle?
I'm the second.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty much like.
Well, in the middle of both brothers, yeah.
Yeah, same. So, yeah. Even if they're younger or older, it's the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh yeah, did we answer the question?
Yeah, we said someone's skinny and that we kind of don't know that they don't know how to fight.
Okay, so if you could fight one celebrity, who would it be? So which skinny guy or woman?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't really follow, like, I don't watch any, like, do they still have, like, TMZ and stuff? I don't even watch it. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to answer.
You know what?
What?
Hailey Bieber?
Yeah. You'd fight her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Team Selena. You have to be Team Selena.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, everyone. You heard. You could take.
I hope so. Well, she's pretty tall.
I feel like she has, like, I don't know. You know, like, even if you're, like, skinny, you might have, like, you might be good at, like, the moves and everything. So you might be able to, like, duck down faster and stuff like that. And, like, climb walls.
Climb walls?
Yeah.
Like, trying to get away?
Yeah, or, like, climb a wall and then, like, jump on top of you. No?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm having a hard time, like, thinking, okay. I would choose someone, like, around my age because I want to make it fair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, not that one. I was going to say like Mila Kunis, but
she's so small.
Yeah, but I feel like she could fight.
Yeah.
I'll go with her though.
Okay.
And like how would we fight? Would we just like have like boxing gloves or like mud fight or
whatever. I don't know.
Arm wrestle. Yeah. When was the last time you arm wrestled?
I don't know.
I think I did it like a couple weeks ago.
With who?
My friend. Yeah, usually when I'm drinking, I kind of like want to arm wrestle people.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you didn't do that in Cancun.
Yeah. It depends what mood I'm in.
Okay.
Like, that's my way of wrestling, an arm wrestle.
Okay.
So it's not like crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still having fun. So shout out to, okay, so he is a comedian from Texas and his name is Roland and his Instagram is Roland Spamalot and he has a podcast and it's called Sports with Roland, and apparently he doesn't like sports. So you're drinking Michelada. Well, a crappy one.
A crappy one, yes.
You should always have chamoy in tajin.
I know. I didn't realize that there wasn't any until I was making it. I was damn. Should have gone to the store.
I have so much tajin. And then that one chamoy that I bought. I still have the tajin from... Oh, no, I have another chamoy from Mexico. The liquid one.
Yeah.
Why is there liquid and then what? Why is there, like, one that you, like, dip the rim in?
I have no idea.
Because I tried the liquid one on the on the cup, the rim, but it just, like, pours down. So it doesn't really work. But I have seen on Instagram, I think I'm going to do this. You put the liquid chamoy in an ice cube tray with like tajin and freeze it.
Oh, yeah.
And you could suck on it.
Yeah.
Like a lollipop or whatever.
Yeah.
Or put it as a like ice cube.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready for the questions?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Before we start, Edgar wanted me to ask you, have you ever seen the movie or watched the movie 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. I have.
What do you think about it?
It was a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't like one of those people that were like, oh, I love the movie, you know? Oh, I'm trying to remember now what happened. So he liked this guy, and then the guy was, he had a good job and traveled a lot, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but for the first movie, like we just watched it last week.
Yeah.
And I've been wanting to watch it for the longest time. And so we were watching it, and then we were like, wait, what is this? And then like, I didn't know it was like that intense.
Oh yeah. And then he like takes her down to the dungeon. He pretty much like is in charge of her, right?
Yeah. And then there was all these scenes and we were like, what the heck? Like, this is interesting. Like, but I don't know. I thought it was a good movie though.
The first one, I think there was like two or three.
Yeah.
And I think the first one I liked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the second and I think there was the third one. I think I was like not that into it anymore, but I wouldn't be like, you know, dressing up as Halloween as 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, but it was good.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting.
Tell Edgar, shout out to Edgar, Chabo 101. Go listen to his podcast. If you know Spanish, if you don't, then listen to it anyways, like I do.
I know, that's so crazy.
I actually like learned some words from listening to it, so.
Like what?
Pinche.
Oh, that's funny.
I need to practice more. Okay. But tell him I enjoyed the movie. Okay. It was kind of weird. I feel like it was kind of dark in a way, because she was like, from what I remember, he was controlling her.
Yeah, but I feel like she was kind of into it. Like, she just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah, she was into it.
Yeah, I was like, like she didn't want to sign the contract, but she still did all these things. And I was like, girl, if you didn't want to do that, then why go there?
Oh, there was a contract.
Yeah, but she never signed it.
Oh. Did they end up getting married? Oh, wait. Well, it's an old movie, so it's fine if we talk about it.
Well, not in the first one. In the first one, they actually, she left him.
Okay. Because they got too wild.
Yeah, because he he hit her with the belt. I guess that's for him. That's like, what do you call it? Like a turn on, I guess. Like, oh, that's how crazy it got for him.
Okay.
So she was like, she wanted to know what that was. So then he like hit her with the belt. I don't know how many times, but, and then like, she was like, oh, you'll never do this to me again. And then she left. And that's how it ended.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Huh. But they end up getting back together again, so.
Well, yeah, I guess so, the next two movies, but we haven't watched those yet.
Oh, okay. I don't, like, I kind of remember. I'm not really good at remembering movies.
Yeah.
Like, unless I, like, I've watched it a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I kind of remember it was kind of, like, odd in a way. The way he was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and... But it was like, yeah, it was a good movie.
Was wow. Good.
If we're like 7 minutes in on one question, we're gonna.
I know.
I know. Okay, maybe like I'll just, like, we won't, I won't ask like every question because there's a lot of questions, but should I take one from the pile?
Yeah, we can do one of each or whatever.
I guess we can like both answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is, I was thinking about it, that time when we did the podcast with Kelly, and it was, what was it, before Christmas, we played that game.
Yeah, I don't remember, it was like a dirty game.
I felt like it was too dirty, and I'm like, I kind of want to delete this episode, but. Then someone talked me into like not doing it, and I also enjoyed all the people that left a voicemail, so yeah. So I left it. Anyways, okay, so I feel like this time we're doing like a clean version.
Okay,
so the first one is, which style of beer do you enjoy most?
Style? What is that? Yeah. Or like what?
Like what? Yeah. What style? Like, do they mean like pale ale, or do they mean like Pacifico?
Yeah, I don't know. But between those two, I'm going to say Pacifico.
And between those two, or like, if it was pale ale and dark or whatever, I would say pale ale. And yeah, I like Pacifico because after going to Mexico, I was like, these make good micheladas.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Is that the best, do you think?
I would say so. Not really sure. I mean, I honestly, I'll just use whatever beer we have.
Yeah.
It tastes the same to me, so.
Because I did notice, like, I added, or we bought Sol.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked Pacifico better.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually? No, I don't know. It all tastes the same to me.
And the one in Mexico was, it was Pacifico and the other one, well, Sol. And the one, Tulum?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we had that too. That was good.
Oh.
But I don't think it's available here. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen that.
Okay, I'll get another card. Is taste or presentation more important?
Taste. I don't care how it looks. I just want to do it.
Yeah,
I feel like if you look at it for too much, then you're just like, do I really want to eat it?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just taste it and then just get it over with.
It's kind of like when people spend hours on a cake and they use fondue. Mm-hmm. Or, no, not fondue. Sorry, fondant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fondue is something else. And it looks really good, but then when you eat it, it's not so good.
Yes. Same with, like, you know, when you go to a wedding and they have, like, these really nice plates with, like, food and it's, like, presentable, but it's, like, you eat it and then you're, like, okay, no.
Yeah. So
I don't, yeah.
When you go to a wedding, there's, like a couple options. You can get, like, the fancy food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes, it arrives cold.
Yeah.
So you're, like, in this fancy place with fancy food, and it's cold, and it's not good. But then you go to a different type of wedding, and you get the buffet style.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all hot, and it doesn't look fancy, but it tastes so good.
Yeah.
So choose the buffet.
Always.
Yeah. All right. What do you eat when you are alone?
Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Just like if I'm alone, nobody's watching me. Hot Cheetos or like any chips, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but they just taste better.
You ever go through like different, like through the seasons and eat different things? Or no. Drink different things?
No.
Like in the summer, like it felt like summer today, so I wanted like a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, like, I want fruit and whatever. But, like, in September, when it comes to September,
mm-hmm.
that's when I want chips.
Really?
Yeah. And that's when I start, or, like, wintertime, I'll usually have, like, wine or beer.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, in the summer, I'll have, like, vodka or gin. Actually, gin for most of the year. But anyways, what were we talking about? What do you eat when you're alone? Oh, sorry. I actually like the flatbread pizza from Safeway.
Uh-huh.
And I'll dip it in barbecue sauce. It's uh-huh. really good. Yeah. You guys should try it.
We don't have Safeway here.
Oh, or like a grocery store if they serve like flatbread pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But like, sometimes I'm not alone because like Kelly will be here and she'll like, and sometimes I'm really hungry and I'll just be like shoving it down my mouth. Throat. Which food item in your kitchen traveled the farthest?
Food?
Which food item in your kitchen traveled the farthest? What does that mean?
Like if my avocados were from Mexico.
Is that what they mean?
Like they were grown in Mexico and then they were by bottom here?
Is that what it is? Yeah, which food item? I was at first when I read it, I was thinking utensil because I was thinking, okay, maybe I had a utensil from when I like first moved out, you know? Because that traveled, but a food item.
Or like a lot of the utensils are made in China.
Yeah, Well, like, I have Tajin from Mexico when we were in the airport in Chamoy. Yeah.
I have some too.
The same?
Mm-hmm.
Which one did you get?
Just the normal one?
Yeah. And then a week or two later, I noticed they're available here. That happens mm-hmm. a lot. You don't really like notice things until you know what they are, and then you start seeing them everywhere.
I know, right?
But I'm talking about like just Tajin. Like Chamoy is harder to get here than in LA and Vegas, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder why.
I think because it's closer to the Mexican border. If you think about it, it makes sense.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you're closer.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, we get more, what do we get? I don't even know. But everything has a French label on here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Did you notice that?
No.
I never really think about it, but like whenever I send like chips, like whenever I send candy or whatever to people in the States, they notice the French and Canadian, or the English, sorry. If you opened a restaurant with, should I like, okay. So when I like ask the question, should I say it in the accent or like seductive, or what do you want?
Seduce me. I'm just kidding. Oh, God. I don't think it matters.
Okay, I'll just say it normal. If now I don't even know what normal is. Okay. If you opened a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
Mexican food.
Yum.
Maybe seafood. I think that's it. Those are like my favorite, so I think I would just serve whatever I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I would have a poke bar.
I've never had that. I still have to try that.
Oh my God, I love it. I have it almost like once a week. You know what? Okay, this is my restaurant. Are you ready for this?
Okay, go for it.
So you go in. It's like a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You want poke? Okay. Go down this aisle. You can choose what you want in your poke. Left. The next aisle. You go down that aisle. You want a hamburger? Okay, it'll be like Harvey's Burgers, if you know what that means. Have you heard of Harvey's?
No.
Okay, it's like a burger place, but it's like Subway. But it's a, like, you can put whatever you want on a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want burgers, okay. The next aisle will be tacos. Choose anything you want on the taco. The next aisle, and then, like, so on. I would say, like, two more food, like pizza. And then, like, barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I love barbecue. And sushi. Well, poke is similar. And then I would have ice cream. And then you can have all the toppings you want. Like a Menchie's. Menchie's is an ice cream store here.
Uh-huh.
That would be my restaurant.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
Then everyone is happy.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
So different aisles of different food and dessert. And then you sit down with your friends, and they could be eating tacos. The other person could be eating pizza. Other one, poke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
So it's like a buffet, but different.
Yeah.
Okay. What is on your perfect burger?
Perfect burger, meat, cheese, bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Oh, jalapenos.
Ooh. Okay. I would like that too. And then, but plus pickles.
Yeah, no pickles on mine.
Oh my God. I love pickles. I can eat a pickle any day.
I don't know how you can do that.
Oh God. It's like one of my favorite things.
Wait. So I don't like pickles, right?
Yeah.
But I can eat sweet relish.
Sweet relish. Okay. So aren't those like pickles chopped up?
Yeah. But okay, let's say I go to get a burger, right? Mm-hmm. And it has pickles. Like, I'll be so, it's not like grossed out, but like, I'll have a hard time eating the burger because I can taste the pickle.
Really? Oh my yeah. God. You can, I'll take your pickle any day. Like, why do we not live closer? We would be perfect.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. But
oh my God.
We do need to live closer.
I know. It's not fair.
It's not fair, no. You see, we could be doing this in person.
I know. You need to visit, and then we can go burger shopping, and then I'll eat your pickle, and you can have my relish.
Okay.
You know why?
Huh?
Because I don't like sweet relish, and I don't like, I like dill pickles. Do you worry about food safety?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luckily, I've only been food poisoned once.
I've never had food poisoning.
You don't want it.
I don't know. I don't want it. I've, like, my sister's had it. And I'm just like, no thanks.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
It's like a hangover, but times 20.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Like, not a headache, but you're just throwing up a lot. Every mm-hmm. half hour. All night. Yeah.
No thanks.
Okay. If you had to take a job in the food... Why is it all... Oh. Table oh. topic, because we're oh, is that what it means? Like a table topic is all about food?
Maybe.
Okay. Wait. Well, I didn't know. I didn't open it. If you had to take a job in the food industry, what would you choose?
I would work at a pizza place.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You worked in one and met your husband.
Yes, I did.
Aw. If anyone doesn't know, you should listen to, I don't even know what number that was, but the Swapcast with Freddie Korea and Lizzie. We were all in Vegas, and you talked about how you met your husband at Pizza Hut, right?
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
Oh, man, that was a fun episode. That was on my birthday and Freddie's birthday.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So you would work at a pizza place. I would work at like a poke place.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because I really like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But wouldn't you get tired of it? Do you ever get tired of eating something?
Well, I'm like working there. I won't be eating all the time. Right? I think.
I don't know.
Like, did you eat pizza every day?
No, actually, no.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think... But you see, pizza's not, like, a favorite of mine. So, like, I mean, I'll have pizza, but I don't crave it. Like, I just say my favorite.
I just feel like working at a poke place, like, I wouldn't smell like grease, and I wouldn't smell after work.
Okay, yeah.
That's, and like, I feel like it would be like clean to work at. You know, some people like go to the washroom and then they'll say like, we're going to have a commercial break, but usually I just like cut it out and
continue.
But maybe like we should have a commercial break.
Okay.
What would our commercial be?
You can sing a song. I don't know.
Do you want to hear something? I was explaining to someone today, and I did not sing it, but they were asking me, you know, like sewing, right?
Uh-huh.
They were asking, they called it like, I'm going to sew it. And then this is how I explained, you're supposed to say sew.
Uh-huh.
So I start saying, okay, well, there's the song, and it's called, you start off by going, doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun, me, a name, I call myself, far, a long, long way to run, so, a needle pulling thread. So that's how you remember. And then she's like, oh. And then I realized after, I'm like, that's probably like the hardest way to remember.
Yeah.
You know that song, right?
No.
Oh. It's from like The Sound of Music.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that.
I only know it because in music class, that's mm-hmm. what we would like sing. But I was just like sitting there telling her the song. And I'm like, this is so weird, but whatever. You know, if you are like just like boring all the time, then you're gonna have just a boring life. You should just be weird. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Totally. And she actually appreciated it. Like, yeah. I took the time to tell her the whole song.
Yeah. That's so funny. Oh my god.
Okay. Which dish is the best showcase for truffle? Which dish is the best showcase for truffles? So truffles is, I think they're talking about the chocolate. It's like a truffle chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they would ask this.
I don't know,
but we can go with high tea, like the high tea dish truffles. No, they don't serve that in high tea. Maybe just like a side dish. I don't know. Okay, next.
Okay.
Wow, so this is really all about food. Is the gluten-free trend silly or serious?
I think it's silly.
Yeah. Well, it depends. If you're allergic.
Well, yeah. Then,
right? Yeah. But other than that, then, yeah. I don't know. Anyways, we'll skip that one. That was dumb anyway. So. What's your favorite junk food?
Junk food?
Mm-hmm.
Just chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really like chips and hummus.
Mm-hmm.
Like roasted red pepper hummus is the best.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
With, what is it called? Pita chips?
Oh, from Costco?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I love those.
So good.
Like, I have to be careful though, because I can like watch a TV show and just start eating all of them.
I know, me too. Do you like what's it called? Spinach artichoke dip?
Yeah, I do. Do you?
I love that.
You know, when we used to have like family dinners when mm-hmm. I had a family.
Wait, you really? You do?
Well, I just mean like we don't have family. Well, other than my immediate family.
Yeah.
We don't really hang out with anyone else. But when we did. Okay. They made spinach dip. Uh-huh. And oh my God. Everyone would be talking and I would be at the coffee table just sitting there eating the spinach dip. It was so good.
Yeah. Now I want some.
Me too. You know, I actually saw some today and then I stopped myself. I'm like, no, I'm getting fruit instead.
Yeah.
Damn. Because I went to spin class and I realized how out of shape I am. Yeah.
I know. Same here. Well, I didn't go to spin class, but I started my diet and workout.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
Like, you have to watch what you eat, or you're just doing different workouts?
I watch what I eat. Like, I don't really have, like, chips or soda.
Yeah.
When I diet, mm-hmm. I pretty much eat anything, just like smaller portions.
Yeah.
And the workouts, I just do them at home, but it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
That's another like thing. I wish we live close so we can work out together.
Yeah, you need to move to the States.
Or you move to Canada.
I wish.
Or how about we move to Canada in the summer and then the States in the winter?
I like that.
Okay.
Because it's not hot in the summer, right?
In the summer here is like May, like I would say like 30 degrees, 28 degrees Celsius.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like somewhat the same type of weather as Washington, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes.
Like Seattle.
Yeah. Oh my God. I've been telling Edgar, I was like, we need to move
back. Even if we move to Seattle, yeah.
We need to like move back to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
At least for the summer, because the summer's there. Oh my God. Love it.
Yeah.
Actually, from like March to like October, November, mm-hmm. it's nice.
March to October? Yeah.
It's not cold. It's not too cold, but it doesn't get hot at all. So I was like, can we just do that?
Yeah. I would say like maybe like right now, May.
Mm-hmm.
To September, it's really nice here.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, I want that weather. I don't want this weather.
Yeah. No, I like your weather too. Anyways. Which food magazine do you read? What? I don't read any.
Neither.
Okay. Anyways. What is your least favorite cooking task?
Cooking task? Mm-hmm. Like chopping up vegetables or whatever?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that.
My least favorite is the dishes. Is that part of the cooking?
Yeah.
Because I don't mind the other stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, I hate doing dishes.
Mm-hmm. I'll do any kind of cleaning, but dishes is like, ugh. If you could only use one cookbook for the next year, which one would you choose?
Chrissy Teigen's cookbook.
Oh, nice. I would use Google because I Google my recipes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any treasured handwritten recipes?
I do not.
I have a photocopy of my dad's. My dad would make turkey for Christmas every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a copy of that. And then I have a copy of my mom. She makes Mediterranean pie.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. And yeah, so I have those two.
Nice. Have you ever made either of them?
Nope.
No?
Because my sister-in-law usually makes the turkey now.
Okay.
And my mom will sometimes make it. I have like watched her make it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I have it in case I want to make it.
Nice.
Maybe if you come over, I'll make it for you.
Okay.
Or we can make it together.
Okay, that's fun.
It's really good. It has like, it's like kind of like a, not like a quiche, but it has cheese. Wait, it has cheese, ham, bread, spinach, stuff like that.
Okay. I was going to say, stop. Don't give out your mom's secret.
Oh, it's not like a secret. It's just really good. So
yeah.
What is your favorite food movie?
Food movie? Oh, God. I don't know.
I like the one, it's called Chef.
Like the show?
There was a show, but there is also a movie too.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the same guy.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know any movies.
Okay. Which food combination pleasantly surprised you? What? Like, we're not that into food.
Yeah. I know, right?
I didn't know it was all about food. Sorry. I thought, like, table topics was, like, you said table and you talk about anything.
But yeah.
Table topics meant, like, what's on the table.
I don't know.
Which food combination pleasantly surprised you? Okay. When I went to Japan in Kobe, Japan,
mm-hmm.
we went to get Kobe steak and we watched them like serve it. And yeah. They did like small pieces and they said first, try it with just pepper. So mm-hmm. that was good. And then the next one was like, try this with just garlic. That mm-hmm. was good. And then the third one was, I forget the third one. But yeah, that was really good. Like just trying it with different combinations. Oh, I think like soy sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. But all those like different, yeah, it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that.
Yeah, I don't think I have any.
What's your favorite food reality show?
The chef one. I don't watch those shows. I know they exist, but I don't watch those shows.
I did get into Britain's Bake Off or whatever. Mm-hmm. Britain's Best, I don't know what it was called. But it was like a British show and it was a Bake Off.
Yeah.
And then there was the Zumba.
Uh-huh.
It was like a dessert show. That was pretty good. And Anthony Bourdain shows were good. Yeah.
Is that the one where he eats like weird things?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he went to Tokyo and he went to the robot restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the like first show I watched from him. And so when I went to Tokyo, I made sure to go to the robot restaurant.
Yeah.
And we were in front row and it was just like exactly like how he described it. It was like you were on like a trippy acid. Yeah. And it was really cool.
Really?
And, yeah. And then that was 2019 and then the pandemic hit and then they closed. So I don't know if they're open again, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really fun. And we went around Halloween and they gave like Halloween candy. They tried to scare me and it didn't work. It was pretty cool. Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay, which food are you embarrassed to admit you like? Okay, sorry. That was a voice, apparently.
Embarrassed to admit I like?
Mm-hmm.
Beans?
Oh.
I don't know.
Which food are you embarrassed to admit you like? Okay.
I don't know. I'm not embarrassed.
Yeah, like, why would you be embarrassed?
Of any foods.
I like beans. Like you'd be embarrassed if you said dog food.
Okay, yeah, I don't eat dog food.
Oh, apparently, like there was someone who posted on an Instagram story, and uh-huh. They said they can't stand raw onions. And like, I'm like, have you not tried Greek salad? Because there's like raw onions in Greek salad.
Uh huh.
He was like, "You're disgusting," and I'm like, "You should try it." Yeah.
Wait, so I don't like raw onions.
Yeah, but I can eat a raw onion, not like a full raw onion, but like in like Greek salad, sometimes you'll get raw onions. So maybe I'm not embarrassed by it, but because I just announced it, but. I don't mind eating those.
Yeah.
You like onion soup?
Yeah, but I don't like onions. But I ate the soup.
I don't know.
I don't like avocado.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it. Well, it doesn't really taste like anything.
I can taste it. I don't like it.
So what do you not like about it?
I don't know, the texture. And then in the like the guacamole.
Yeah.
I can eat it, but like only like dip a chip into it.
Oh.
I can't eat it in like tacos or like with anything else.
Okay.
Only if I like dip a chip into it, I can eat it. But I can't eat, like, a sliced avocado.
I can eat, like, avocado and put, like, lemon juice on. It's so good.
Yeah, I can't do that.
So, you know what I don't eat?
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite, beans.
You can't eat beans?
I don't like them.
You don't like beans?
So, when I was in England.
Uh-huh.
One of their, like, favorite, like, meals or, like, a snack or whatever is beans on toast. They get a can of beans and they put it over toast. And I just couldn't even, like, fake it. And, yeah, I was like, I apologized and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't eat this shit.
Yeah.
No, I don't say shit, but I wanted to.
Well, I mean...
really bad because like I'll eat something if someone gives it to me, but like yeah, yeah. I just
I don't eat beans all the time. I eat them here and there, but they're not my favorite either.
Yeah. No, like this is just like two pieces of bread, toasted uh-huh. bread, and I can open up a can and they put beans, like a can of beans.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that either.
Yeah. And I usually try, but I'm like, no, I already know I can't eat. It's like dog food.
That's so crazy.
But they're used to it. I'm not. But
yeah.
I'd have to like pour HP sauce on it or something to like eat it. But, yeah. Okay. Do you clean as you cook or at the end?
I clean as I cook. I hate when there's a mess and I'm trying to cook.
Yeah.
No. So if I chop something up, I clean it right away and then I move on to the next thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
If it's like a lot of different things, I'll like end up cleaning after. But if I can wait, then I'll like clean in between.
Yeah.
What's your favorite holiday cookie recipe?
Cookie recipe?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really eat cookies.
I have a Christmas dinner or like party every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually, if I have time, if I'm not working too much, I will make sugar cookies and gingerbread. And then I'll have it ready for them to like decorate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sugar cookies.
Yeah. Like that party is like full on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Like I even do like hot potato. You know hot potato?
Yeah.
But it will be like Christmas version and each one will be like a dare. Like when you open up the layer, it will be like a dare.
Yeah.
And then I'll have like the cookies to decorate. I'll have like I either have like apple cider or mulled wine mm-hmm. and then like a bunch of alcohol and Christmas music and yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun. I need to go to one of those.
Yeah. Come to come by in December and it will be there for you. Or I could just make one.
I'll celebrate my birthday with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, one more. Okay. And then I guess we'll save the rest for later. There's still, like, a lot.
Okay.
What are your favorite meals for under $10?
Under $10?
Mm-hmm.
Is there under $10 meals?
Should I change it?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the most adventurous dish you have eaten?
Adventurous dish? Oh, wow. Okay, you go first.
Okay, I already know. Have you seen those videos on Instagram of the girls? Like, it looks like, it is seafood.
Uh-huh.
It looks like it could be, like, a dick.
Oh no. Okay.
And you bite into it and it like, squirts out.
Yes.
Okay. So but usually when you go to a restaurant, it's all chopped up and you won't have it like that, right?
Uh-huh.
So I've tried that. And it was actually really good. And I've also tried sea urchin, and yeah, it wasn't bad.
A sea urchin?
Yeah, sea urchin. So it's not like what you think, like the full sea urchin. It's like just a small piece of sea urchin, but they're very expensive. And yeah, it wasn't bad at all. It was pretty good.
That's so crazy.
I've had sea urchin a few times, but that last time, I think it's called like, isn't it like, it's called gooey duck. That one that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one that squirts. Yeah, I've seen that.
It's some kind of like clam or something, but yeah.
Have you ever had balut? The egg thing?
Which one is that?
That has like a bird inside?
No. Have you?
No. I've seen videos of people, they eat that, and I'm just like, how?
I have seen an egg in like blood.
Oh.
Like, not like, yeah. Never mind. Okay. But I passed on that one because I didn't want to try it. But you know what? It's okay. We're going back to the first question. What is the first question? Okay, so not the beer. Is taste or presentation more important? So I would say taste is more important, but if I had the gooey duck in full, there is no chance I would try that.
Yeah.
But since it was cut up and in like a broth, then I was like, oh, that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
So sometimes presentation is important.
Yeah, I guess so. But knowing what it is, like what it looks like before it's chopped up, I don't think I would eat it.
You know, I knew what it was, and while it was going into my mouth, I was thinking about it. And I was chewing it, and I was like, you know what? It's going to be okay. And it was okay.
Yeah.
It actually, like, didn't taste bad. I've had worse things. We haven't even been through a quarter of the questions.
Oh, wow.
So I will keep this aside, and then I won't look at the other ones.
Uh-huh.
Even though they're probably not that exciting. They're, like, about food. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can record that another night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. And we'll continue this food questionnaire next time.
Yeah.
Table topic number 2. Get ready for it.